Hi, Christine.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I need to pick between my broken mouse and the camera today, so I picked the mouse. I hope that's okay.
Okay.
You can't see me, but I didn't change so much. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, me as well. Thank you. It's a lot to catch up, as always.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah. And we will welcome two more members of the Folio team on the 1st of November. That's great.
Oh,
Yeah, that's we looked for those additions to the team, I think, since 2 years now, but so it's a lot to change, and I'm really happy about this. So a lot of work, but in a good way.
great. Who is starting on November 1st?
An add-on for the acquisition migration team and for folio acquisition in general, and a person that we can then start reporting. We have done nothing around reporting so far. Hi, Mike.
Hi,
And
Kirsten.
we are
Hi,
already
Kirsten.
paying for the LDP, and no one is doing anything. And now we have this new colleague. I think we give her a week for coming into the team, and she starts. No, I really hope she will help us on this topic as well. That's the last piece where no one was working on. Mike, I have no camera today. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I have somehow lost privileges to look at our document.
What? No.
Yeah, I clicked on the link from our
It's not
meeting
working.
note. Yeah, the ongoing notes, and I get
Okay.
access denied.
I think I might be able to share it with you. So let me see if I can.
Can you try this again?
I wonder if it's because you're not on CC.
Yeah, but I already t that would be the next I'm
Yeah, that link also gives me the
Does
no access.
All right. Did you try again?
All right.
I just shared it with you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. I didn't know I was kicked out of the club.
They are not aware of this group. They already kicked us all out. Then I did an intervention, and then they all allowed us in again. I don't know who's now in charge. If Simeon is the one, I don't know. Normally, it's your colleague Peter Murray doing some cleanup, so maybe you ask him.
Yeah.
So, Christine, did you allow Mike on the whole folder or just on this document?
I just did the folder, so you're
Good. That's very good.
there's more, huh?
That's very good.
I didn't do the folder. I just did the document. Sorry, I'm speaking wrong. Let's see. I don't know that I can do the folder. I don't think I have permission to do that, so maybe you do.
Let me try. Let
Okay.
me try while we are waiting. I don't know if others, I just talked with Boaz, so I thought he would come. Okay, so we have a members meeting folder, and I will add.
I didn't even know we had a folder, so if you want to add me to that, that'd be great.
I will. Of course, you're very welcome.
I've been just trying to manage, but a folder would be wonderful to put these things together.
I just added you both with your institutional email address. Would you like me to add some Google Doc
Yeah,
address?
institutional email address is perfect. So
Yeah, mine works too. Yeah.
then
Thank you.
please try this. I'm sharing the link to the folder. This one.
I still will need some access, it looks like.
Same.
Yeah, maybe my request was sent to someone out there.
Yeah, I should be,
But I'm a member, so I should. Okay, Marty, you are completely and fully allowed.
All right, well, let me just refresh. Maybe I just was too fast.
MDG, Mike Gorrell, completely allowed. Go ahead.
No.
Maybe I got get an email to my own email address. No. I have the strong feeling no one else will join us today. Ah, that's funny. Mike, I allowed you, and then now I have an email in my email folder to allow you again.
Oh,
So
well,
I'm doing it
new
twice.
workflow.
So please check if you are now allowed.
No.
Okay, we need maybe. Will you ask Peter Murray directly?
Yeah, first thing I'll do, I click the request access button. So whoever that goes to.
Yeah, it goes to me. I received it and I gave you access. But it doesn't help, I think. That's interesting. Okay, then we what we do is as I volunteered to do the meeting notes today, I can simply share my screen.
Yeah, well, I can see the meeting notes. It's just the video and the video. I can't talk today. It's just the folder
We
that.
will make that happen. Definitely, we will make that happen. And for today, I'm simply sharing my screen. So here is our agenda, and we are just the three of us. And yeah, I don't know. I can take the first. I mean, does it make sense to have a moderator if we're just three persons? So we simply talk to each other, right?
Let's just talk.
Yeah.
It okay if I start with the first?
Yeah, let's get going. That's fine.
I just talked to Boaz, and we meet upon that we will reach out to Tom and Paul because we looked at the, and we already touched on this very briefly last time, but Boaz was not there. Ah, there he is. And we looked on those community council notes, and that was from the WolfCon. And for the next community council, unluckily, there are no prepared agenda already out there. So there was a lot around membership, really a lot. And that's why we agreed upon that it's absolutely necessary to reintegrate the membership subgroup to the community council, or at least ask the community council, what is this about? And Boaz, I'm just telling them what we just talked about.
Sorry, I was late. Thank you.
And so what is the plan? Is this group still needed or has a purpose? Or would the new community council would like to set this up in a different way? Because with the four of us, we are maybe even a little bit too small, and we need at least one more member from the CDC directly. And so the idea is first to reach out to Tom and Paul, talk to them, and then go hopefully at the 27th to community council. It would be great if you two could join us.
Yep, me too.
And yeah, and the question is, do we have any more thoughts we should share in advance? I mean, I think this the thought you Boaz told me about Harry's behavior on WolfCon would be good to share in advance as well.
I just to clarify, like I thought it was an unusual situation. I don't think that it was intentional. Harry left a members meeting thinking that they're not a member. And then when I went out, I was like, Harry, obviously you need to be here because you're a member and EBSCO is a member. So like just kind of we, I guess, need to make sure people are aware who's a member in the community so we don't have EBSCO thinking that they're not a member or EBSCO staff, not EBSCO, you know. So that was kind of just weird, but.
That is super surprising because Harry's been on a council. He's been active.
We may have just like kind of
I
let.
don't, I mean, you know, yeah, we should clarify it, but that, I mean, I'm skeptical, honestly, that he, but you know. We certainly never told people they had to leave either. It was an open meeting. We just said we weren't recording it.
I think maybe it was just a weird gap of like, you know, something strange. Like I don't think he just came up with like an excuse to leave. He just really thought that he shouldn't be there. Yeah, but okay, back to the topic. The topic is really important because like if CC now wants to be the one to kind of do the work that the subcommittee is doing, that's great. Then, you know, like we want to affirm that the CC is doing that, and or affirm that this subcommittee is the one that acts on behalf of the CC to do that. If we don't have any CC members, that is a problem because we want to be representative in some way, you know, of what CC is thinking. So,
And we don't want to do double work.
right.
Yeah, any more thoughts we should write down to and have it in our the back of our heads when we talk to Paul and John and Tom? Otherwise.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you should tell them that we're having this follow-up panel with people because we didn't get everything covered during the members' meeting at WolfCon that we had hoped. And I think we'll be able to, you know, maybe have a report that we could share with them. And I also know Product Council is, Jeremy is trying to get this community-driven development a subgroup ready. So hopefully, you know, we can share some information with Jeremy on that. You know, it could be useful. So I don't know what all will be covered. But I felt like some things that came out from that, from WolfCon, were that there's a lot of interest in this, and that some of these questions that we asked members, they had not considered before. There was just really, there's still clearly a gap between an institution choosing to be a member and individuals working for that organization or institution understanding why membership is important and maybe even like what's the point of like raising funds. I mean, it was just, you know, I think that sort of came out too, and that might be something to stress. If you go back and you know, look at what happened at WolfCon, I felt like that came up for Sarah, where she just really hadn't thought about some of these things. I mean, she's very busy and she's a very dedicated individual, but you know, I think we're not necessarily catching a ground-up way to promote WolfCon membership. We're still kind of in this top-down mode that's a little bit problematic.
And do you think, how can, I mean, having regular members meetings is maybe already a step into the right direction, but maybe even have a better information about this members meeting and share other or better information? Is that a way out of this?
Well, I guess what I'm bringing it up right here is specifically if we're talking to community council about what to do with a member subgroup, there still seems to be a gap. And I think also from, talking to my colleague here at the University of Chicago, who's kind of new to being on a council, she feels like some members of the community council have a gap in what they think that people are doing in the six. So there seems to be some, I don't know, like from her perspective and then hearing from Sarah's perspective, this sense that like this disconnect, where Sarah was sort of saying like, well, I didn't realize how important the membership was to Folio sustainability. And, my colleague Christy was mentioning like it seemed like in the tri-council meeting, that some community council members didn't realize how active non-members are already in Folio. That feels like a gap there. If those people are non-members and they're active and they don't know that like their institution contributing money is going to help get their priorities done, gap, right? We want to close it. And I think that's some of what we might be able to share with community council.
I mean, yes, what I've felt already from the community council is that, I mean, a lot of long-term members left. There are more or less just quite new members now there, except Tom, for example, of course. But I have no knowledge about any meeting that some kind of onboarding was offered. They simply stepped in and agenda was continued. There was no passing over process or something. And that is maybe one of the reasons that this is very strange this time, because in the past, never again so many members of the community council were changed. And so the onboarding of the fresh members was a lot smoother. It's my feeling. Maybe I'm wrong, but and a lot of topics that are now on the agenda I have seen before. So new members have luckily the same thoughts, which seems that those thoughts are logical. Will be interesting to see if the outcome is different. The thing is it this group's purpose to do something about it? Or is it this group's purpose to make Tom at or the chairs at least aware of that?
You know,
Or
Kirsten, I think like from the previous history, which we're very this group is very familiar with, like sometimes those topics show up and then nobody owns them. Sometimes, like there is like a thing like for whatever reason. If we are still going to be continuing as a subcommittee, which I guess people are going to be saying yes to because again, energy is not always there. Then, like it's gonna be good to think how would that subcommittee be more integrated into like what is going on, and like maybe we pick up those themes that were talked about in CC, and like come up with some ways we can do some stuff with it, with those things. I don't know, like from the past, if you got like four people that are meeting once a week doing something for Folio, that's pretty awesome. So, like but that's like maybe there's something bigger that is going on that I'm like, and we definitely want to clarify that. But I guess like for me, like if we can agree what we're doing with those things that we're gonna be talking with those other people about, the panel members, like and kind of put them in confluence or something. And so even if, like in the end somebody else takes it up, then like we've done something, And maybe there is already an approach. I just don't know why it is.
And what I'm thinking is, we maybe can't ignore that this group contains a lot of long-lasting members. And if, I mean, we can help with onboarding if it's accepted and if it's wished, we can offer it.
Yeah, why not? Why
And
not?
to close that gap, Christine talked about, we can offer it if it's, yeah. That's a good thing. I put it
Can
on.
I ask, because I wasn't there last week, what are we doing with that? I like it that we're going back to the panelists. And, like have them talk with us. And as you know, I cannot make it like most of the meeting, which is not a problem for me at all. Just like, are we, why are we actually talking with them in person? Because they expect that.
So that was my suggestion that they had prepared some points. I thought that it might be better in dialogue than just written report, if I could find a time. I mean, I figured that was like going to be the hardest part. And then I also wouldn't be asking people to do more preparation, do more work in advance. I mean, they have to set aside the time, but in some ways, I think it's a little easier if people had just have jotted down a few bullets or they want to talk extemporaneously about things. Then they don't have to write something down and, refine it that way. What I was thinking for this is this would come back to us, and then we would look for action items out of it that we could share with community council or with Jeremy and the community-driven development work, and with some recommendations for strengthening the members' connection to these, this kind of crossroads for folio sustainability. And so I just thought more of a conversation would be better. We can ask them if we can record it. I didn't put it on the Folio channel just because we had to not record the membership meeting. So that's why I put it on the UChicago Zoom, which doesn't automatically record, and stick it up on the
Right. But that's a cool thing, like because right, the panel was supposed to be talking to the membership, so
right.
like if there is a way that we are recording those, then like we can say, and you can hear, you can go here and listen to the panelists, talking about, the answering all those four questions, which I think. Like I guess this is a really practical way to address that frustration that the panelists had that they didn't answer all the questions and like all of that and I think that makes sense. I mean, talking with us, like I'm curious if they have some ideas. Like I'm not gonna be there again, but to kind of think how to strengthen the membership. Of folio and like that's like an it can be an additional question that we're asking them when like we meet like to say like is there anything that like this committee can help with so like like we're doing something that is important for you or something because they we didn't really ask that one this time around we just asked about the future. And like all those other things.
And let me ask some practical questions. Do Christian, do you need any kind of support? I mean, you did the invitation, and the audience is just us. So Christine, and Mike, and Boaz is not. So they are talking to three others. Is that true?
And themselves.
And themselves. Okay, good. And would you do the moderation?
Yeah.
Wonderful. You ducked into this so deeply.
And like we were talking about figuring out like a dedicated members confluence area and like maybe like we need to think with Peter
I have this already on my on our list after we had talked to the community council. When we are still existing after that talk,
Right.
we can handle that.
Okay.
Was my idea, just if you agree.
Yeah, that makes sense, right?
And I can volunteer to continue here in this paper, the notes, because I already started them.
Perfect.
And I will clean it up, Christine, afterwards. I hadn't had the chance to do this now, but I will clean it up.
Oh, okay.
If you do the moderation.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that would be great. And then we could maybe, we can use that notes document too.
Yeah, that is exactly my question. What if they are taking 1 hour's time talking to us, which is very nice, and then we are sitting there with the results, and what are we doing with it if no one is interested? I really hope the community council is interested in the results.
Well, I can say with some certainty that I think Jeremy would be interested too.
Yeah, that's product counts. Yeah, that's a good way out as
Yeah,
well.
so certainly they'll I do also think that what I sense from some of these counts from some of these folks too was like they just want to talk about folio and their frustrations to somebody.
I'm happy to be that somebody. I'm just thinking, and then.
Like they were glad to be asked to think about these things. Like they felt like they had things to say. And will these things change anything? I don't think that they're like anticipating that, the entire direction of folio is going to change. But if they have this opportunity to provide input, let's see what we can do and start pushing it through some channels.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so you are saying everything is said and done. You would do the intro and the moderation. We have added a question that hopefully they can answer on the spot. I will take notes. So we are said and done for this.
I think so. Yep. And we have the slides that Mike had where the questions are, so we can, pop those up on the screen and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For the next meeting for us here. So first of all, Boaz, yeah, we need to tackle the challenge. Maybe it is a way out. I know that Tom and Paul are meeting at the same time we are meeting here. So if they are offering us that we join this meeting next Thursday,
Okay.
would that be an opportunity for all of us? Then I would cancel this meeting
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
because
Yep.
we are said and done here.
Yeah.
Because I'm really a bit
No, that's
challenged.
good. Yeah,
Yeah,
let's do that. Yeah.
I can try. And
Okay.
if it doesn't work out, if you don't hear from me that I'm canceling the meeting, it will take place. But more or less, we need a feedback from the community council now to continue our work. And we need the discussion to happen. So
Sounds good.
we are set and done, in my opinion. I mean, we can exchange some more thoughts about what we heard on WolfCon, but that's it. And the next topics are really the next members meeting, the exchange area for members. We talked about elections and representation, and we need to enlarge this group, at least with a community council member, and find our way, what our task is. How far is this group to prepare some topics, and what is our purpose, and what is part for community council? So that's where we are right now.
Great.
All right.
Any
Okay.
more?
Sounds
Then
great.
okay.
clear.
So you'll let us know about next week Thursday then,
I
and
will. I will. I will Slack to Paul and Tom and propose this slot. And if they want to give us a different slot, then you will hear from me anyway.
okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Okay, see you. Bye
Yep.
bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.